This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Kramer is the junior senator from the new great state of North Dakota. Senator Hoeven is the senior senator, and Congressman Kelly Armstrong is now no longer a freshman senator. He's in his second term. They are the three members of Congress that represent you in North Dakota, Minnesota, some good ones, some bad ones. I don't mean that anything other than politically. But Michelle Fischbach now, in a Republican in District 7. South Dakota, you have Mike Rounds, and you have John Thune, you have Dusty Johnson down there for their three, Steve Daines over Montana, we talked to him before the election. These people work for you. Obviously, they take an oath. They serve God and country, but they are here because, in most cases, the sound of my voice, folks here said, I trust them, I'm going to put them here. So we appreciate very much that Senator Kevin Kramer does take the time, more than any member of Congress, really, not even, you know, comparing to anybody in the Northern Plains here, more than anybody in Congress, to hear you, to respond to you. So I really plead, if you haven't before, take the time to do this. First-time callers this week have been going to the front of the line, but we'll get everybody in we can. We have some folks calling the Oasis Petroleum Hotline, which is great. That's the Be the Buffalo Hotline. That's how they roll right there at Oasis Petroleum. Great set of employees, and guess what? This will be back. This will be back, folks. 855-217-76. But a great place to work. Call that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have a question or comment on the Talk Radio Town Hall, where we now welcome Senator Kevin Kramer. Hello, Senator. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm very well, Scott. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Thanks for the use of your couch there. I don't know if I said that last week, but in the hubbub, I had no options other than to maybe stay alone in the Capitol. And we walked ashore a little bit, and even during a curfew and with some fine Capitol police looking over with us. And
Kevin, apparently we have to talk about what you stock, or maybe more appropriately, what you don't stock in your fridge there.
Why? Oh, you're talking about the office now.
Yeah.
No, that was a
Scotty called me. He's like, I think I get a carrot and a thing of yogurt here.
Yeah, that was things I'd stolen from his staff while I was locked in there. We're talking about his apartment now. He had everything we needed there. I had Carolina peanuts for something. It was a feast at 2 in the morning. It was wonderful.
Yeah, I usually keep some cheese around, some microwave popcorn, and some peanuts, yeah.
I did mention a little bit of this on the air one time because, you know, this apartment is not what I think people think an apartment in D.C. looks like.
Like a closet, pretty much?
No, I mean, it's a decent size, but it's an efficiency apartment, right? It's got a bed, and it's got a couch, and one big room and a kitchen. But I said, not demeaning your apartment in any way, but I said on the air, it reminded me of when I was little and the apartment my parents had, right? Or the first one I had when I was 21 years old in Clarinda, Iowa, or whatever. I think people think, you know, it's big dinners and lavish times and, you know, it's just a very simple living and a very hard living in D.C. But, you know, that's what
the way I like it, actually. Yeah, the way I like it. It's interesting that building, Scotty, there's probably, gosh, I want to say there are probably 25 members of Congress who live in that apartment building. I'm the only senator, however.
And that's something. And I know some people say, oh, yeah, you're just buddy-buddy with Kramer. You're just sleeping on his couch after a, you know, capital siege. You know. Senator Kramer and I don't agree on everything. That's been pretty evident the last couple of weeks here, including my belief that I would have preferred that he voted for an objection, as I would Senator Hoeven and Congressman Armstrong, as many of our listeners have. And did you ever tally up, like, numbers of how many people ultimately called and said, please, Senator, vote this way or vote that way, or any kind of final tally on all of that, or does it matter at this point?
Well, probably doesn't matter at this point. And at the time, as I recall, sort of like the last, you know, and I'm just going with recollection, so I might round up things. So there were a lot of calls, sort of scripted calls, like maybe over 2,000, the 3 or 4 days leading up to it. They were pretty, you know, adamant. Again, largely a campaign call, but that's fine. If 10 people call with the same exact script in a row, and they're all from North Dakota. They're all saying the same thing. That's not a bad thing to me. I've always told people, why do you get so uptight about, you know, about campaigns? That's redress. That's how it's supposed to be. It doesn't diminish at all. And then at, right afterwards, interesting, right afterwards, there was about 50-50, the last numbers I saw of people that, that called and wanted to either, you know, be anti-impeachment or for impeachment. And then, you know, sort of wanting to, you know, relive it, sort of, that's, two was about 50-50. I haven't looked at anything lately, Scott, and when I say lately, like this week, because we tally those once a week, so probably at the end of the week I'll see something. What we don't do is we don't take a survey. In other words, we don't, you know, put out a survey, we just take cold, you know, calls. If it's a 701 area code or North Dakotan, we take the call, or, you know, it's, sometimes it's an email. Oftentimes it's an email now. It's actually one of the better ways to get through. If you send regular mail, by the way, just so people know, it takes a long time to get to us because it goes out to a, you know, military installation. It gets opened from the bottom. It gets reviewed before it gets put taped back together and sent in, and oftentimes they're destroyed by the time they get to me. But anyway, yeah, so I don't, we haven't, you know, like I said, in the last week we haven't tallied anything, but we just keep track. And then I get the rundown at the end of the week of the top five issues by number. There's sort of a little bit of a paraphrasing so that we can combine things, you know, with sentiment. One thing I should do, Scott, you reminded me now that we're at the end of my first term in the Senate. I'd like to know how many North Dakotans contact, maybe not how many North Dakotans, but how many North Dakota contacts I get over the course of a single term. I remember my first year in the House, I personally signed over 40,000 letters in response to people. So, you know, that was just in the House. I'm sure it's easily more than that now.
One other question before we get to the calls I'm curious about. I know Mitch McConnell had said impeachment should wait till after the election, which I thought, by the way, is brilliant because it denies the warm fuzzies that new members of, you know, if it's President Biden and there's a impeachment of President Trump, there's going to be this competing news cycle, and it isn't all the warm fuzzies they'd normally get with a new administration, and I don't think they deserve that in the middle of this mess. You know, Biden wants impeachment. And he also says he wants, you know, unity and healing and everything else. So he's talking out of both sides of his mouth as usual. When will the Senate take up impeachment?
So great question, Scott, and it's important that people know this because President-elect Biden sends over, or his message was, and I think Tina Smith, even from Minnesota, now said this, the Senate needs to balance impeachment with, you know, the needs of the country and, you know, my agenda. Well, guess what? The Senate doesn't have that option. As soon as the Senate receives the impeachment articles from the Speaker of the House, we have to take them up. There's no delaying it. There's no other business. As you know, the Senate's rules are very clear. This is why an individual senator has so much power, because we have this thing, you know, this filibuster, where we debate things until we vote on them, and then you can take up the next thing. Nothing can be done simultaneously in the Senate, not on the floor anyway. So, you know, he's just, again, he's using flowery language that the mainstream media is going to let him by with and say, oh gosh, that makes sense. We can balance those two things. Certainly we can, except for the rules of the Senate, you can't. So he's wrong about that. If in fact Nancy Pelosi walks those things over, the soonest they can come up would be next Tuesday, because that's when the Senate is next in session. Unless they get 100 senators to agree to come back earlier, and they're not going to. It only takes one to object. Which really means it won't be till the 20th, which of course is Inauguration Day. Scotty, any other talk is nonsense that it could happen before that. But if it does come over, all things will be on hold. There'll be no nominations confirmed, you know, no hearings on, you know, the Secretary of Defense or any of the other positions.
You think they hold it until after the election then? They don't send it over. Well, I mean, is that what's going to happen? Do they have that option in the House to not send it over until after the election?
You mean after the inauguration?
Inauguration, sorry, yep.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, so she could do that. She being Nancy Pelosi, who is, by the way, cannot be taken seriously as the Speaker of the House. I think we've known that for some time, but she has made it.
Well, wait a minute. That decision to put Swalwell back on the Intelligence Committee tells us she's brilliant. She's brilliant.
She's a giant. Yeah, she's a genius. I forgot.
Wow.
No, she's not. That's another action that you have to acknowledge that does not make her a serious speaker and does not make the House of Representatives, tragically, by, serious either. Anyway, once it comes over, though, so she can hold on to it, and they're right about that. And, she could say, hang on to it for 100 days and let us work on other priorities. But here's the problem with that, of course, in my view. And there are different views on this, and there are constitutional lawyers that have different views on this. There are judges that have different views on this. But just like the clear reading of the Constitution is that the United States Senate, regardless of what your opinion is, Scott, does not have the authority to object to electors when you're only given one slate, that it's not fuzzy, it's not open for interpretation, it's clear. The other clear reading of the Constitution is the United States Congress cannot impeach a former president. So I personally believe the whole thing is going to be moot afternoon on January 20th.
Interesting. Wow.
That was my question.
Yeah, that's and then, by the way, just impeaching him in the House doesn't preclude him from running in 2024 then. He'd have to be convicted in the Senate, right? So it all goes away. Wow. What a movie. More after this, folks. Your call's coming up.
Spend your hard-earned money. It's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you. Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
When it comes to grain storage and handling solutions, one call does it all. Gateway Building Systems, the number one Brockman dealer in the U.S., is locally owned and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Right now at Gateway Building Systems, take advantage of discounts on Brock solid bins, grain dryers, and aeration systems. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to program on the Northern Plains. Senator Kevin Cramer takes your calls. The Talk Radio Town Hall is on, folks. First, we're going to make you all hungry because it's Friday. And if you go to any PetroServe USA location, Valley Dairy in the Northern Valley, personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread is $5.99. Pizza, two homemade cookies, 20-ounce drink, four items, they're $4. for all of that. And today, the home cooking grab-and-go convenience includes pulled pork sandwiches, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, pulled pork with gravy in Valley City, or chicken fettuccine, exit 292, my personal favorite, two sloppy joes and chips up at Harwood, chicken tenders on 12th Avenue North and I-29, or Yulin, Minnesota, it's meatballs. Yes, indeedy doody. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, so let's just finish on impeachment. I'm guessing they're going to go quietly into the night to this, having said they've done everything they could do. They impeached him twice and going to have to risk him coming back in 2024 because they don't have the votes to impeach him in the Senate anyway, do they?
Well, they certainly don't now because, remember, you know, even in the United States Senate, you're innocent until proven guilty. And so the Senate would require a jury, a trial. That's what happens in the Senate. And of course, there were no hearings in the House to gather any data or, you know, witnesses or testimony or any of that things. So, you know, I think it's, at this point, no one should say they're for conviction in the Senate because the juries are always told right up front, you know, that the person's innocent until proven guilty. So due process has been missing from the very beginning in this whole thing. I don't believe there are the votes or ever will be the votes, frankly, Scott. But personally, I believe that we shouldn't even have this trial. If it comes over, I think that we should seek, and I've already started the process of seeking an advisory opinion. The Supreme Court does not give advisory opinions, but I think that the United States Senate ought to request one anyway, or request one of a judge in Washington D.C. And maybe somebody can determine in advance that we don't even have this trial. That would be the best outcome. But you said something though that I think we should talk about, because you presume that they want it to go away, you know, quietly in the night. I don't think they do, because I think Nancy Pelosi is that far removed from reality. I think Chuck Schumer is scared to death of Nancy Pelosi and more scared to death of AOC, you know, who by the way, I think it's pretty clear her star is fading. Now she wants to rein in the media, but I'm sure you saw that yesterday, as though there's not enough censorship going on in this country. She wants to, quote, rein in the media.
AOC said that, right?
Yeah, it was AOC. AOC. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, the new speaker. But remember, but Chuck Schumer's scared to death of her because she's gonna primary him. So unless he's more bat crazy than her,
guano. Guano is the word we used on the radio. Yep.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Just a bat guano.
I didn't want her to rein in.
Yeah, no, it's you can't make it up. I'm gonna start with a text. Actually, I got a couple texts here, and then we'll go to the calls. First text says Scott had a caller named Jared Hawk who was in D.C. In the event you held prior to your vote on the process of the Electoral College. He said he found a way in the Constitution. I think we talked briefly about it, and I believe you have the information from him. If you have a chance to review it, and it has to do with a third way to do with redress that would do this. Is there another way that wasn't considered for you to be able to vote differently in the electoral process?
Well, first of all, I mean, redress, this can be a very long conversation, just like Jared's piece was about 16 pages long. It included some attachments, and I did read it. It's very good, by the way. The first few pages read a bit like legislation does, where you go through a lot of definitions of terms like redress, what redress means exactly, grievance, what a grievance is, assertion of rights and all. So it's very well done, very thorough. Redress is largely, comes down to courts, right? And I think that's what he's getting at, that it's not always up to the courts. There are other means of redress than courts. And Abraham Lincoln, by the way, for those Republicans who care a lot about Republican history, and I've given a lot of Lincoln Day speeches, and I always give them about Lincoln, because I think Lincoln is such a great example of what Republicanism is and should be about. He addressed redress a lot. In fact, he gave a very famous speech, really his first major speech. He was a 28-year-old. It's called Abraham Lincoln's Lyceum Address, where he talks about redress and remembering that. Now, this was, 27 years before he was assassinated, so long before he was a politician even. He talked about redress because at that point already there was this sort of, division in the country and a lot of illegal activity, redress disguised as illegal activity. And he spoke out against it from a very young age, because he saw what he considered to be, I think, I'm paraphrasing, but sort of mob rule. And he there's this famous line from there where he says, there's no grievance that is a fit object of redress by mob law. Now, that said, it's not mob law when a group of people get together that have a similar view and bring their grievance to their legislator. The problem is the redress happens in a couple of ways, either through legislation or at the ballot box the next time the person's up for election. And that's what a peaceful republic does, as opposed to what happened last Wednesday. And now, Jared's not suggesting that what happened last Wednesday is okay, don't get me wrong, but Tuesday, when we were all standing in on the Capitol grounds, and I was talking to the North Dakotans, and then we prayed together afterwards, that was more what he's talking about. Is that a means of, that's certainly a grievance being petitioned. That's a petition of grievance to a member. The problem is the redress isn't the action of an objection, because that would be unconstitutional, an objection in counting the electors.
So
but the redress could be...
I hear you saying it depends on the definition of redress, basically. And
not really. The petitioning part of it, and then, yes, and how the redress, the vehicle that the redress...
Do you disagree with, I forget his name, Jared Hawk, do you disagree with his premise on that could have been used in this instance?
No, it could not have been.
Okay.
And I do disagree with him.
And then
you could change the Constitution.
Second
that's
point.
You would
right, okay, and that's not going to happen last Wednesday. That's going to take some time.
Right.
The second point, somebody called about Slavery Amendment 13, saying, look, the founders are so genius, they left you the room to say maybe slavery isn't so good, and ultimately, obviously, it went away. Is there not a way for you to use something similar to give Congress the ability to say, whoa, 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 or are we talking about the same thing here?
We're talking about exactly the same thing, because the 13th Amendment is an amendment. It was, you know, it's in 1865. Again, just to put that in context, that's the right after Abraham Lincoln had been reelected president. So you have the Civil War. Slavery is legal. And now we've won the Civil War. The North has won the Civil War. Remember, it was the South that it was redressing, you know, asking for redress. And the North won. And then the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery, was passed by the House and passed by the Senate in the winter of 1865 and then ratified by all the states. There were only four states, actually, that voted against ratification.
I'm up against the clock, obviously, so I'm sorry to interrupt, but in your mind, constitutionally, every possible option has been exhausted about election 2020 based on what we know as fact today.
Other than there are still legal proceedings, Scotty.
Right.
There are.
That's
still
why
legal
I'm saying today. What we know is fact today. Yeah.
Right.
What could come out? Who knows? Right. I mean.
But remembering there is another term. There's another election. You know, in 2 years and 4 years. And in the meantime, you know, we need to do things like have our commission that Senator Hoeven and I and Senator Scott are working on to look into what happened in the last election, what's better going forward, all those things.
All right, here we go. Joe and DJ and Stephen Clayton, you're next.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it.
Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Asia's emerging markets could become a casualty as a result of U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's latest $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. James Sullivan at J.P. Morgan says, we've seen over 18 consecutive weeks of funds inflow into Asia. It's highly likely that funds start to rotate out of emerging markets in Asia and back to the United States as a result of the boost to economic growth from Biden's plan. Restaurants currently in New York's COVID-19 orange zones can reopen for indoor dining immediately, an aide to Governor Andrew Cuomo said Thursday. The move comes after restaurants in Erie County won the right in court to restart indoor dining. The state is likely to appeal the ruling that granted the Erie County restaurants the right to reopen. Evacuations were underway in Thousand Oaks, California on Thursday evening as firefighters battled a wildfire near Los Angeles. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Back on What's On Your Mind, Senator Kevin Cramer is here, brought to you today. H.A. Thompson & Sons, one of our fine sponsors on What's On Your Mind. 1908 is when it all started. H.A. Thompson & Sons. Find out more at hatandsons.com or call them at 701-234-9889. Ask them about Link Service Contract. They've been doing this for decades. It's a cost-effective environmental maintenance agreement. It's for building and business owners. When we first started talking about this service, they had about 300 buildings they were managing. It's now over 1,000. A credit to the great work they're doing at H.A. Thompson to help your bottom line. Tell them Scott sent you. Please do. All right. One final text follow-up on that previous conversation regarding on redress. The redress, according to this listener, is to the five states that broke the Constitution. They broke the rules. The Constitution and their own constitutional rules, as they've done, that we have the right to hold them accountable as we did the king. If he isn't strong enough to take that step, I understand, though, if 20-plus states stand and stop doing business with those states until they fix the problems, we have lost all future elections. But thank you for trying, Senator Cramer.
I love that point, actually, that this writer's making, because... So, again, we can get to the redress issue and you know, the Lincoln speech, which is, he titled it The Perpetuation of Our Political Institutions. So just chew on that one for a little bit. You know, those are not the things I was thinking about when I was at Concordia College, by the way. But I wish I would have been. But this writer makes a really important point, and that is that, you know, January 20th comes and goes, right? And all of that's going to, whatever happens, happens. But, it's not like this issue just goes away, and the redress that the 20 states brought to the Supreme Court of the United States against those other five states that they believe robbed them of the outcome that their people voted for. It's tricky because, of course, we have given states exclusive authority really over their own elections, and the founders did that on purpose, and thank God they did. But the obvious redress there, the obvious petition for redress, is with the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court ruled, of course, that Texas and the other states didn't have standing, which I find crazy. But let me just say this from a congressional standpoint, you guys, and now I'm thinking out loud, that's always dangerous. But if every constitutional measure, every constitutional backstop, every constitutional grievance and petition is carried out, Congress does have, and this is where, remember I said there's really no final say, and that's why there's three co-equal branches. The final say generally rests on constitutional questions with the Supreme Court, and it does, until such time as either the Constitution is amended or the Congress passes some sort of legislation that is within the Constitution to deal with these things. And one of the things that Congress could very well do is pass a law that does sort of federalize elections. And I say this gently and carefully because I don't know what the outcome might be, but we could pass legislation or at least try to pass legislation that says, no, Supreme Court, if a state sues another state or a group of states sues another group of states, you are obligated to hear that case rather than it's your discretion as to whether or not you want to take on the tough ones. And I think that's, Scott, and I hear from you and from a lot of your callers and a lot of people in North Dakota and around the country, one of their problems that they have is that so many cases were dismissed, and it appears that they were dismissed because the
procedural,
court, the Supreme
procedural,
court,
no standing,
well,
right?
Standings are not an irrelevant issue. Just so you know, that's not an irrelevant issue. But you're right. They appear sometimes, and I'm not going to judge it, but they appear sometimes to dismiss, like you just said, for standing, when standing, you know, it might have been an open question. I think we have to close some of those questions in law and say, no, Supreme Court, you shall hear a case if there's at least five states on one side suing at least five other states or something like that. Now, again, I'm thinking out loud, you guys, but that's kind of what we do together. So, again, redress is a cyclical thing. It doesn't have to be a linear thing.
I hear you. And I think a lot of our listeners right now are saying, I don't care how you go about doing this. Find a way. We're sending you to do it. And that's the thing I think they think is missing. I can't vote that way because the Constitution says I can't. I think that's perfectly right. I know you believe that, and you're saying, look, I've been a federalist. I'm not going to jam it to the states all my whole career.
Right.
It's what I believe in my heart of hearts. So you got to respect that. But they just see everybody sort of folding. And when I say folding, not necessarily doing something because it's, you know, too tough to do, but they want fight. And so I think what you're saying is, okay, let's try this. Let's say Supreme Court, you shall, you must, and whatever. That's what they want. Do you get that from the listeners? Do you get that from your constituents that they want fight?
Scott, I get that completely. But I also want to remind people that the fight doesn't demand or require an end result that you like, as though it's the measure of whether you did enough. Right? I mean, again, I'm just going to suggest to every conservative and every Republican, go back and read the perpetuation of our political institutions and why, because it outlines why we have these institutions and what all the means of redress are and all of that stuff. But at the end of the day, you can't say, unless I get this outcome, I don't give a damn what else you do. And by the way, Constitution be damned in this case. We've always stood for the Constitution. We've decided we don't anymore because it doesn't give me the outcome I want. I used to say to a really good Republican friend of mine when I was in state government, who used to always say, but the Constitution doesn't allow, you know, economic development in North Dakota. And I always say, you like to point to certain things that serve your interest, but your interest isn't the Constitution. Your interest is your interest. We can't just use the Constitution or the institutions of government to get our end and only measure whether the right thing was done or all the things were done because based on whether I get what I want out of it. So our founders were very wise in the way they created our government, this most exceptional system. And redress is a really big important part of it, and self-governance is a really big important part of it. The fact we elect presidents at the state level is a really big important part of it. And at the end of the day, you can do everything you want, you can do, and that you still might not get the outcome that you want, but that doesn't mean, you know, we burn down the Constitution or the institutions of government. It means we go to the polls the next time and we run somebody against Kevin Cramer and we beat that loser because he didn't bleed on the Capitol steps with us. Or whatever it is you want to do. But that's what the founders gave us, Scott. And I just caution people to remember that faith in God means that we yield to His will, not to ours, not bend Him to ours. Faith in our Constitution means that we uphold it, and when necessary, we amend it when we've found some error, and our founders gave us great ways to do that. And redress doesn't mean, you know, we storm the Capitol. Redress means that we get involved in politics at every level. And some people might think it's the end of the Republican Party, and if they do, okay. Find another way to win with conservative values or get involved in the Republican Party or there are all these peaceful means that our founders provided for us and I just don't want to become them, if you know what I'm saying. I don't want to become a liberal.
Let's go to these calls. I think that consolidates pretty good. A lot of our texts, couple more here related to the security breach of the Capitol, but I'm going to go to the calls. We're going to do the one minute only. If you're a first time caller, please let us know that because we'll get you to the front of the line. Joe, you're next. Nelson County, what's on your mind?
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned the 13th Amendment, because everything that's a tyrannical government is introducing could lead up to more or less repealing the 13th Amendment. There's four transitional agendas in the Green Deal, of course, and one of them is to disarm the people. That'd be your first. The second is to deny driving privileges and confiscate automobiles. The third is civil asset forfeiture, confiscating all personal property, such as rural properties that you live in, because they're condemned. And the third would be assigned housing, which could lead to forcing people to do community service in time by both sides of the aisle.
All right, let's give the Senator a chance to respond to this. We're at a minute. Go ahead.
Well, right. So the Green New Deal does a lot of really outrageous things, and the caller is making some conclusory comments based on what the Green New Deal looks like it does. And I'm not going to suggest that he's exaggerating a whole lot, quite honestly, especially when you look at the people that are pushing it, people like AOC and Bernie Sanders. So while they want you to drive a particular type of car, I don't know that that means they're going to, you know, confiscate all your cars. They just want you to drive a particular type of car. Maybe that confiscation is the next thing. I don't know. I'm not. But he makes some good points. But I would even go back to the one that bothers me the most is the confiscation of private property. But that has been going on for a long time. It's been my number one fight in the Congress with the DOI, Department of Interior, and Corps of Engineers, and the Waters of the U.S. rule, and it's why just this week I've already interviewed both the EPA and the Council of Economic or Environmental Quality nominees for the Biden administration on these very points, these very issues. We've seen that happening for a long, long time, and it's exactly right. We need to fight. But here's let me just say this, though, about Donald Trump and the Republican Senate. We have built up a pretty darn good firewall. And remember, we won a lot of these cases being Waters of the U.S., Clean Power Plan. You know, we've won these cases with the Supreme Court before Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell put three conservatives on the Supreme Court. And we've also confirmed 54 appellate judges that Donald Trump nominated directly from the Federalist Society, and 175 district federal judges. And so we've built a bit of a firewall. Now, we'd like to have four more years to do more of that, obviously. But, again, back to redress and three co-equal branches, there's been a lot of good work done in the last 4 years to provide some security.
Thanks, Joe. Let's go to Steve in Bismarck. What's on your mind? Quick.
Yeah, I was going to say, as far as any issue in regards what the liberals want done, all they have to do is, like, for example, 22 shells and guns and ammunition, they can just say, well, we're going to put a tax on that, and if you don't enforce it, no federal money. And they could just about do that with anything. So I think the senator is in real trouble. And I was going to say, don't take the vaccine. It will lead to your doom. Don't take it.
You're making that suggestion for Senator Kramer or all of us, Steve?
Everyone.
Well, if it's good for me, it's good for all of us.
Yeah, but it's too late for Kevin. You already took it, didn't you? I mean, you get Congress.
They got it or have not taken it. So, but he makes an important point. Just take ammunition as an issue, by the way, just today. I guess it actually happened yesterday, but it's news today. In a piece of legislation that I introduced that, of course, wasn't going to get passed by the Democratic House or even get 60 votes in the Senate, but has become a rule, now a final rule, that came out of the Office of the Comptroller of Currency. I know it's hard to believe we have one, but we do. And he's a wonderful guy, Brian Brooks. The final rule was posted in the Federal Register yesterday that prohibits big banks from discriminating against weapons manufacturers and ammunition manufacturers and retailers, as well as, of course, fossil fuel industry, because there's been a terrible discrimination against legal commerce, and that rule is now final.
Any chance that gets signed by a President Biden, if there is one?
It doesn't have to get signed. It's now a rule.
Oh.
Now it can get overthrown by, you know, it can be
executive order or whatever, but wow, interesting. Thanks, Steve. More coming up.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here. My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special. Every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA. Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, online at schwannbuickgmc.com. The annual indoor used car sale prices have been extended, but only through tomorrow at 6 p.m. Only through tomorrow at 6 p.m. The annual indoor used car sale prices have been extended tomorrow through 6 o'clock. More details at schwannbuickgmc.com or call them 701-214-6372, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, North Dakota.
A lot of happy people in the Hannon family yesterday when a big box came and some robes I'd ordered for the girls showing up. And Maria had one, but the Hannah and Haley were a little jealous. So now they have them, pink robes, and they were so excited. Some of the sleepwear. We have some new towels because our towels get stolen by everybody else in the house because they're my pillow towels. So I've ended that now by ordering them blue towels so they can no longer steal our gray towels. Folks, the products are incredible. Michael Lindell is a patriot. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Reward is patriotism. Reward is fight. And you know what? His job's not done. And so we need to continue to pray that he gets that job done. As it says in his book, he has more to do. His mission is incomplete. 800-506-9028, the telephone number, or MyPillow.com. Kevin, I believe we have a couple of calls on the Be the Buffalo hotline that started, I see, at 8 o'clock. I don't know how many of those you've gotten through, but find me one of those. I also have the continuation of the calls, and, of course, this is a shorter segment. So let's go half a minute for the callers, half a minute for Kevin. One last text for the day. This could be yes or no. Does Kevin Cramer believe the election was stolen?
I don't have enough information to know that it was stolen. To me, it looks like it was a fair election. I think there was a lot of legalized fraud, shall we say. By that, I mean a lot of loosening of the rules, the pandemic an excuse for it. But so far, I haven't seen anything illegal, at least not widespread.
And you realize the majority of the people we talk to every day, I would say in their heart of hearts, this thing was stolen. Whether it was election, whether it was voting machines,
I know, but the heart of hearts. I love that phrase, Scott. But the heart of hearts is not how the institutions of.
No, we're just asking what's in your heart of hearts, right? I think that's what the caller's saying, not necessarily the standard. I get
it. So here's what I'd say. I think it was stolen in a lot of ways by the media, by the social media, tech giants. All of that. The problem is they all have legal right to steal elections. So when stolen to me looks, sounds more like an illegal activity. I'm afraid that with censorship, with monopolies, with a crazy liberal media that hates Donald Trump, with the loosening of election laws, particularly universal vote by mail in a lot of these states.
So death by thousand cuts, and due to COVID, they just had a perfect storm.
And we cannot memorialize this perfect storm.
30 seconds from you, Tops, and 10 seconds from me. A caller earlier said, please ask Kevin if there shouldn't be an antitrust investigation between the media and members of Congress or the Democratic Party, i.e. the social media silencing and all. Is that antitrust?
Well, that's not technically what antitrust is, but yes, there should be an antitrust. Remember, there has been antitrust suits against at least social media, the big tech giants, by a number of states. And that, I think they're making the case right in front of us. I mean, when Amazon throws Parler off for no reason whatsoever. I mean, there's zero reason to. You are literally that's. To me, looks like antitrust. And when all of the platforms are doing the exact same thing to the exact same people under the exact same premise, that's antitrust. So they're colluding. And antitrust is, of course, when you prevent an opponent or a competitor from having access to market. And that's what they're doing with Parler. They're preventing a competitor. And that's antitrust. So, yeah.
Okay.
I think
I don't know
how that relates to members of Congress.
The Democratic machine has become the antitrust entity we're talking about here. DJ.
That's clever, yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, DJ for Senator Cramer, quickly go.
Yes, fully and patriotically. While still telling the crowd the election was stolen and that Mike Pence needed to do the right thing, while still continuing to spread that lie and encouraging Congress to delay the vote.
All right, I think I know where you're going, DJ, and that wasn't quick, but I get you. Did Donald Trump...
He's making an important point. He's a CYA. Donald Trump, that's why I think that the distinction is important. It's not unimportant. You can say that Donald Trump was reckless in his speech. I think he was reckless. I think he did tell a lie about Michael Pence's authority and Congress's authorities, and people believed that lie. But legally, and remember, for an impeachment, if that's where he was going, and presuming he was, and if he wasn't, others would be, impeachment does require high crime or misdemeanor.
Okay, but I want to make this for a fifth grade education that I have. What percentage of blame for what happened at that day on the Capitol steps and the mall and everything else belongs in Donald Trump's camp? 10%? 20%?
No, I don't think it's that much even.
So, yeah, thank you.
There's no question that his rhetoric fires people up. Hell, that's why a lot of people love Donald Trump. And I do think it was inappropriate. And certainly the biggest violation in my mind that Donald Trump made that day and has for several days is perpetuating the lie that the Vice President of the United States can somehow reject electors. That's just
got it.
Impossible.
So I think we got him his answer. Let's get one more in here. Kev, you ready yet? I only have seconds left here. Clayton, West Fargo, go.
I have two main concerns before and after the November 3rd election. Several states were involved in election fraud, which needs to be fixed, and the Democrats are planning to make gun control a central issue. My question to you is, what are you going to do to fix our broken election system?
All right, good question. Clayton, quick, Senator Cramer.
So, first of all, going back to the bill that Senator Scott, Senator Hovind, and I have to have a commission. But remember, the broken election system is a state system, and most of the states that you're talking about have Republican legislatures. So we need to shine the spotlight, help the state legislatures in these states get to the heart of some of these issues, and to the degree we can, try to subpoena, you know, information and machines.
Thanks, Clayton. Thanks, Senator Kramer. We'll have an after. Take care. Take care. Clinton, Bismarck, Mark, and Hazen, you'll be on the After the Show show. Goodbye.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.